You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Touchdown! That's a hat trick of rushing touchdowns for Williams to go along with one passing one. He has done everything tonight.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski. And what a treat, Ryan Horvath joining us this hour. It's college football conference championship weekend. I love it. I'm a hater, so guess what? It's so on brand. I'm rooting for some chaos, and it all starts tonight. Utah at USC. And Horvy, I want to start with you because you're invested here, aren't you?
I am, yeah. In fact, so like you said, this is my favorite weekend of the year. One of them. It's also my wife's favorite weekend because we finally get to like put my kids' report cards on the refrigerator, because what we've had here is the Ryan Horvath college football win total and college football conference championship futures. So Utah over 8.5 wins was a winner. Boston, you guys don't care. But tonight
I don't care.
I had some Utah plus 240. I actually had some Utah plus 400 from months ago. And I was really high on Utah coming into the season. Double-digit starters, both sides of the ball returned. Tavion Thomas, the running back, is not going to play this week. He's focused on the draft, so you're not going to see him. Utah, though, not really what I expected coming into the season. I really like Cam Rising, their quarterback. He's banged up right now. You saw that a couple weeks ago against Oregon when they couldn't get the job done. It's actually a miracle that they're even playing in this game. A lot had to go right for them to be here. But I feel like USC is just the right side. USC, I was wrong about them this year, you guys. I thought it was going to take Lincoln Riley some time. I like Caleb Williams in the offense. Love Jordan Addison. Love Travis Dye, who unfortunately suffered a season-ending injury, their running back. But the defensive side of the ball was the big question mark, and they're not very good. You could take advantage of them on the ground. You could take advantage of them through the air. But the one thing they do for Alex Grinch is they take the football away. You saw that week one. I mean, they blew out Rice, and they had, what, five takeaways in that game? This is their chance to avenge. Their only loss this season was to Utah. And you go back, look at the advanced box score for that game. It actually ended in a tie, and it wasn't on a neutral field like we're going to see tonight in Las Vegas. It was in Utah, one of the toughest places to play, a real home field advantage. Utah played pretty much a perfect game and still barely won that game. I think USC gets revenge. There's a reason why Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman, be the number one overall pick next year. He's the real deal. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't know. I can't get to 3 as far as the number. So what I did was I hedged with the USC money line. I'll be rooting for Utah, but I think USC wins tonight, and I think they get into the college football playoff. That offense is too explosive. It's too hard to trade points with them.
So weak. So Bama's out then. Because if USC wins tonight, you're right. They're in the playoff, and Bama's out, and if you get some chaos on Saturday, then maybe Ohio State can be in, right?
See, and I don't really want to see Ohio State in. And as crazy as this sounds, we root against Alabama, and especially a two-loss Bama team. But I keep saying this on the show. I want Bama in because I want to see a good championship game. I want to see a good game in the playoff. And I love Caleb Williams in that offense for USC. But, man, I mean, look what Georgia did to Oregon. And I know that was week one. But look what Georgia did to Tennessee. They completely shut Tennessee down. And that was with the healthy Hendon Hooker, who at the time looked like he was going to be the Heisman. So I just don't know what USC is going to be able to do, man. Georgia is just so damn good. I think Alabama, even though this isn't a great Alabama team, I still think they give Georgia the best game on a neutral field. Maybe yep. Michigan, but Michigan's now without Blake Corum. He's done for the year, and I know that didn't matter against Ohio State, but I don't see J.J. McCarthy playing like that against Georgia. So I would love to see Bama get in. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I just think that they give Georgia the best game. But I think USC gets in. Like, even if TCU loses, as long as they don't get blown out, I think they get in. I think a one-loss Big 12 team even gets in this year.
And Bama didn't lose a home game by three scores. Like, that's the other part. They lost to top 10 teams on the road, and they were down to the very end. All right, Championship Saturday. What is your favorite play, and why is it Kansas State plus 2.5?
Well, it is Kansas State plus 2.5, but also I fade TCU every single week. And like last week, I was like, okay, they finally step up in class. They take on the number one defense in the Big 12 in Iowa State, and they just that game was over by the second quarter, man. Max Duggan's been putting up ridiculous numbers. Sonny Dykes, year one, I still can't believe what he's done with that program.
It's amazing.
You know, you can run the ball against them, you guys, but the thing with Kansas State – and you go back to that game, I bet them a couple weeks ago. They had an 18-point lead in that game. And then Adrian Martinez gets knocked out of that game. Will Howard gets knocked out of that game. Will Howard's actually been playing pretty good. And it looks like Adrian Martinez might be available for some packages. So if they get in the red zone and the goal line, they could use him as a runner. I like Kansas State here. But I think even if they win this game, and this is a big game for Kansas State if they want to play a New Year's Bowl game. But I think even if they win a close one here, TCU's getting in with the one loss. But I do like Kansas State plus 2.5, and I like a little sprinkle on the money line. Big fan of this team. And I think Deuce Vaughn should have a big game. I think he should go over 150 rushing yards, definitely against that TCU defense.
Yeah, I'm on Kansas State too. We talked about this quite a bit this week. It is impressive what Sonny Dykes has been able to do. I mean, I don't think even the expectation – it was far below what they've been able to do. It's really impressive to watch this Horned Frogs team. But I am committing to rooting for chaos, so I'm on Utah and Kansas State. Let's move on, LSU, Georgia. Does anyone have any plays in this matchup?
So this is actually my favorite game of the weekend. I like Kansas State, but I love Georgia. I was just looking for a way to target them because now we've got a little out of control. And I don't really like laying three scores with Georgia, you guys, just because look how they're built. I keep calling them the most boring number one team in the country, like in college football history, because they're so damn good. There's a bunch of pros on that team, but they're boring. Like, they get up, and then they take their foot off the gas in the second half because they're able to run the ball, and that defense is so damn good. So what I did, it was 9.5 in the first half. Now we're up to 10. I actually still like it at 10, but if you could find a 9.5, definitely go that route. I just like Georgia in the first half. I think they're going to come out. They're going to be able to run the football. That's one area where you could obviously get LSU is in the trenches. They're pretty soft. And then Jaden Daniels, LSU's quarterback, got injured last week, so he's not going to be 100%. And if they're not able to use his legs, him on quarterback design runs, and he has to stay in the pocket, I think he's going to have a rough showing against this Georgia defense. And I know everybody calls Stetson Bennett this game manager, and I know he has some turnover-worthy throws, but he could push the ball down the field. They're going to use Bowser in their tight ends. They're going to be able to run the ball. It's been a really nice year one for Brian Kelly at LSU. He's going to do a great job recruiting this offseason. They'll be around next year, but I think this is a bad spot. I love Georgia, but I'm just going to target him in the first half. And I actually kind of like the over here, even with this Georgia defense. I think we might get some points in this game, and I think Georgia might look to prove a point here. So love them in the first half minus 10. I think that's the best look this weekend.
Yeah, Georgia in the first half, that's a much better angle, I think, than the full game. A part of me thinks, you know, Georgia can go out and it could be a close game, or they lose it and they're still going to be in the playoff. And I know LSU is not Bama of last year, but I can't get away from that when Georgia knew they were in the playoffs no matter what. And they let Alabama win by multiple scores last year. Like, so how much does this SEC championship really matter to the Bulldogs? So first half, that makes sense to me. And, you know, maybe LSU's played a very tough schedule this week. Maybe they sneak back in under that number of 17.5. Clemson, North Carolina, you want to talk about two fraudulent teams playing in a conference championship game. Should the Clemson Tigers be favored by more than a touchdown?
See, I don't think they should, but I've been fading Carolina all season long. Look at how big of a dumpster fire the ACC has been this season. All it takes to realize how bad the ACC, like we always rag on the Pac-12. The Pac-12, I would argue, has given us probably the most exciting games this season, other than Tennessee, Alabama. I mean, Utah, USC was a classic. A lot of these games, I mean, last week, look at those couple games. You know, Oregon, they've been in some good games this year. But I just, man, I mean, Clemson, the ACC got absolutely destroyed by Notre Dame. Look at all their top teams just got absolutely torched by the Irish this year, and that's not a good Notre Dame team. That's a Notre Dame team that's lost to Marshall this year and Stanford. But Carolina, I was tempted to grab the points with them, but Drake May has been really bad the last 2 weeks. And it makes sense last week against North Carolina State and Dave Doran's defense because they're always a top 20 unit. But guys, 2 weeks ago against Georgia Tech, and that cost me a bunch of money, as you can see, because one of my favorite bets, Georgia Tech under 4.5 wins. I knew I was in trouble because they fired their AD and their head coach, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, what are we doing here? Are we trying to win ball games? Drake May, the last 2 weeks, he's only completing 57% of his passes. A couple weeks ago, and I'm sorry to bring this up because I know Paul had the Heisman ticket. I thought he had a shot.
I was just going to say, this is a sensitive topic for him.
Yeah. But in Clemson, so overrated, but they are tough in the trenches. They're tough defensively. I think I could only play Clemson in this spot. Dabo's usually pretty good after a loss. He said that they had a pretty interesting team meeting. And also, it looks like in this game, DJ's going to be on a short leash. So if he struggles out the gate, we might see Cade Klubnik, who is their top recruit, top freshman quarterback in the country. I don't love Clemson, but I think they should be able to run the ball with Will Shipley here and just, like, beat up Carolina in the trenches. I would have to play Clemson or pass. I just think Carolina's very fraudulent.
All right, another one that I'm interested in, Purdue at Michigan. I like the under. You don't like this one? I like the under in this one. I don't think there's going to be a lot of explosive plays here in the Big Ten Championship. Michigan has the third-ranked defense by yards per play allowed. Under 52 is going to be the look for me.
Same. I played the under, and I might look to play the under live, too. I was tempted to grab Purdue, you guys, especially with the Blake Corum news that he's going to be done for the year with that knee injury. Yeah. Michigan coming off a huge emotional win over Ohio State, beating them for the second year in a row. And Michigan's already in. So all it comes down to is just, like, win. Don't embarrass yourself. Just win this game. Move on. Get to the college football playoff. Try to get yourself healthy and prepare for Georgia because that's who you're obviously going to have to beat. But if we get to 18, maybe I'd look at Purdue. The problem is Aiden O'Connell, their quarterback, who's been there forever, he hasn't been with the team. He's been dealing with the loss of his brother. He's been with his family the last week. They're dealing, Michigan is, with a bunch of injuries. I think the under is the look. I mean, the problem is, though, Purdue's defense, outside the top 100 and explosive pass defense, still I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to burn them the way that he did Ohio State last week. I think the under is the only look. And, again, if we get to 18, maybe take a shot with Purdue. Maybe a look-ahead spot for Michigan. But here's one I just don't really have a strong interest in playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, Horv, you can say it. I know you're a Big Ten guy through and through, but this game sucks for a Big Ten championship game, right?
Yeah, I mean.
It does.
Yeah.
If you're betting Purdue, an under, it's probably not going to be riveting, right?
No, it didn't matter who we got in. I mean, I bet Michigan last week. Didn't really matter who we got in here. The Big Ten, on that side, I mean, last week was the Big Ten championship game, right? Michigan, Ohio State was the Big Ten championship.
This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. It's a huge college football championship weekend starting with the Pac-12 tonight. I wonder what Pam Maldonado thinks about it all. She's of Yahoo Sports and the Stack of Stats podcast. We'll go through her favorite plays next.
Thanks, Harvey.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.